He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Hi there, friends. I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail. How about having a seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's because we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Just across the trail there are those masters of song about America's great outdoors, the sons of the pioneers. Hi, fellas, isn't it great to be hitting the trail again?
Oh, you betcha, Billy. And speaking for all the sons, we're really glad to be back plugging for Smokey Bear and his nationwide forest fire prevention program. I say his program, but it's really our program, yours and mine and every American's. We've just got to cut down on the carelessness that starts so many forest fires. We sons of the pioneers are sure going to keep doing our little bit. We're going to tell more about our own experiences in the woods and forests and on the range. And we're going to sing the kind of songs that folks have written in asking for. Outdoor songs that we hope we'll bring home the meaning of this drive against forest fires all over the country, east, west, north, and south. Now, to start off this new series of programs, we've picked an opener called The Song of the Bandit. Of course, a wildfire in the woods or on the range is a bandit of the worst kind. Maybe that's what caused us to pick this song. At any rate, the title sure fits, The Song of the Bandit.
Long, long ago in old Wyoming lived a maid, fair as the sweetest flower blooming in the shade. She loved the bandit old who roamed the prairie o'er, and every night she'd listen for his call. Then far to the west his voice came ringing, riding a wild horse he came singing, heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ip-i-oly-ay. He brings a token of his love. Swift as the wind he goes high in the hills, he knows she's waiting for his heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay. Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
One day he rode away, but never to return. Danger was waiting, now his love must ever yearn. Long days and lonely nights she waited all in vain, till winter passed and summer came again. Till every night when the moon came shining for his song, her heart was pining, heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ip-i-oly-ay. He brings a token of his love. Swift as the wind he goes high in the hills, he knows she's waiting.
One night an angel brought a message from her love, told her he waited in the starlit sky above. Softly she closed her eyes and bade the angel go, and then the whole world echoed to his song. For straight down a moonbeam he came riding, out of the sky on a winged horse gliding, heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ip-i-oly-ay. He brings a token of his love. Swift as the wind he goes high in the hills, he knows she's waiting for his heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay. Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay. Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
Song of the Bandit. And can't the boys sing those outdoor songs? They're a fine bunch, all right. Tommy Doss, the Farr brothers, Hugh and Carl, Shook Fisher, Lloyd Perriman, and Dale Warren. I'm sure glad we're here on this trail together, working with Smokey Bear to prevent forest, woods, and range fires. You know, this is a wonderful country we live in. And a lot of people are finding out more and more just how wonderful. Every year, more and more Americans are picnicking and camping out. Applications for hunting and fishing licenses are going up and up. Yes, sir, many folks are seeing for themselves the other practical uses of the forest by man. For wood products
and as a source of clean water for power, industry, irrigation, and domestic use. I'm hoping you've seen these things yourself. If not, that you've got a pretty good picture in your mind. Just talking about it, for example, makes me think of someone I'm very fond of. I see my darling in each spray of summer sunlight. I see my darling in the leaves that fall. I see her walking in the rainy April sadness, and hear her name in every bluebird call. I've told the possum in the gum tree, the raccoon on the ground, told everyone but my darling of the happiness I found. My heart would cry more than the weeping willow tree if my darling and her heart were not for me. I told the possum in the gum tree, the raccoon on the ground, told everyone but my darling of the happiness I found. My heart would cry more than the weeping willow tree if my darling and her heart were not for me. Yes, sir. The possum in the gum tree and the raccoon on the ground. We sure need the woods and forests for homes and food for wildlife. And just add to this the other things our forests give us. Wood and water, outdoor sport and recreation, not to mention beauty. And we've got plenty of reasons to try to keep them from burning up by carelessness. Believe me, friends, by working together, we can cut down the terrible toll that man-caused fires take every year. We can do it, and that's no idle dream. But here's a different kind of dreaming entirely. Let's listen while the Sons of the Pioneers tell us about it.
Sunset and twilight's falling. I've been on the range all day. I realize I've been closing my eyes and dreaming the hours away.
All through the day in my saddle I sway, visions grow as I go, trail dreaming.
That was real pretty, wasn't it? Well, while the boys were singing, I was just sitting here thinking about the different kinds of music you can hear in the woods or in the forest. Now, there's the kind of music you've just heard. And then there's nature's own harmony, the song of the birds, the sound of water bubbling over rocks, the soft wind. And then there's another kind, full of crackling and agonizing discords. You hear it when fire gets loose. There's a challenge in all this for you and me. We can master wildfire if we only try. Now, Wild Horse is another story. Here are the Sons of the Pioneers to tell you all about it.
Old Skyball Paint was a devil saint. His eyes were a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old western soil. Singing hi-ho, whoop-di-ho, ride him high, and down you go, sons of the western soil.
I swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. I threw my noose on that old cayuse and once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his head where his tail should be. So I says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me.
Singing hi-ho, whoop-a-di-ho, ride him high and down you go, sons of the western soil.
In town one day I chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar I sold that nag to him. But when he plants the seat of his pants in Skyball's leather chair, I'll bet 4 bits when Skyball quits, old Jim just won't be there.
Singing hi-ho, whoopie-di-ho, ride him high and down you go, sons of the western soil. Sons of the western soil.
Well, look who's coming up the trail now. Big as life with his ranger's hat and shovel and all togged out in dungarees. He's the friend of all who love the outdoors. He's the popular candidate, the people's choice for support this year and every year. He's Smokey Bear with a special message for us.
Hello there, folks. Seeing as how I'm a full-fledged, non-partisan candidate looking for your support, you'll want to know what kind of a platform I'm running on. Here it is. I'm for green, productive forests, clear lakes, and clean, steady-running streams. Enough food to go around for livestock and for my wildlife friends. Pretty campgrounds and picnic spots. I'm for woods and forests free from wildfire. How about you?
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. Well, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, this is Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and those masters of outdoor songs, the Sons of the Pioneers, asking you to please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fires.
Smokey the Bear, prowling and a sniffing in the air. He can find the fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling.